How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. Welcome back to the Action After. This week, we're sitting down and talking about Trish Blackwell's Action After, which is three journal prompts to get clear on your future and increase your confidence. All right, now, as we dive into the Action After, there's going to be sort of two ways we go about diving into these three prompts. And the first one is going to be to get yourself a journal or to just find yourself a piece of notepad, a pen, and a paper where you can write these things down, actually physically write them down, not, think about these and none of that. I want you to dedicate 10 minutes of your life to dive in and answer these journal prompts. If you're feeling uncertain, if you're feeling a little lost, if you're feeling like you just need a little bit more certainty as you take the next step in your life, these three prompts are going to help you get crystal clear on that. And then more importantly, know how to confidently take the step and go make it happen. So the first journal prompt that you can answer and you want to write down is, where do I want to be in 5 years? And where do I want to be in 5 months? Where do I want to be in 5 years? And where do I want to be in 5 months? Now, as you answer this question, part of what you want to do is you want to take out the analytical part of your brain, right? One of the things Trish spoke about in the episode is she said, you know, the word realistic is kind of an interesting word because there's a lot of unrealistic things, right? Like one example I always share with people is it's like if you think of if someone said, hey, there's going to be a ton of metal, literally a ton, multiple tons of metal flying through the air. Most people would go, that is unrealistic. Yet thousands of planes fly all across the world every single day and there are tons of metal flying through the air. Right? So it doesn't have to be realistic. And more importantly, you don't want it to be realistic, right? Another thing we spoke about in the episode is this sort of idea that if you are 51% confident that you can take this next step, you should take it because that means you're going to grow. So make sure that when you answer this question, where do you want to be in 5 years and where do you want to be in 5 months, allow it to, you know, push you a little bit, allow it to maybe even scare you a little bit. Write something down that isn't just something that's easily achievable, but something that's going to require you to grow as a human. All right, that's going to be the first journal prompt. Take 3 minutes to answer that one. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to be specific. All right, so we'll get to 10 minutes. The second prompt you want to answer is, what is the identity that you are going to claim of that person in 5 years? Right? What's the identity, another way to say it, what's the identity of the person in 5 years that you want to be, right? What's the identity of the person you want to be in 5 years? So let's say you go, you know, what do I want? Where do I want to be? What do I want to do in 5 years? And you go, I want to be at this company and I want to be, you know, this level executive. What's the identity that you must achieve, right? Let's say a simple example is you go, in 5 years, I want to be a C-level executive at a company. Now, the identity you want to take on is the identity of a C-level executive. So you want to ask yourself, what would be the identity that you would have in 5 years if you were at that place? And the second piece is you want to ask and own that identity. So the second prompt, again, to get clear is, what's the identity of that version of you in 5 years? And journal about that, right? What is the actions they would take? What are the ways they would think? What are the ways they would maybe show up in their life, right? And start to brainstorm around what would the identity of that person be? And then more importantly, you want to start to own and claim and decide to attach to that identity, right? If you did not hear that piece of the episode with Trish, I highly encourage you have to go listen to that again. It was in the second half of the episode, but you got to go listen to the piece where Trish was speaking about how when you claim and you decide to attach to identity of the future version of yourself, everything in your life begins to change. So that's the second prompt. What's the identity of that person in 5 years? And journal on that. Then the third thing, the third journal prompt you want to begin to answer is you want to ask yourself, what is my confidence mantra for this identity? Right? Or you could even ask yourself, what is my confidence mantra? Right? One of the things that Trish said on the episode, which I love, and maybe this is the mantra you use, maybe you find a different one, but she said, people like me do things like this. People like me do things like this. So maybe that's the mantra for you that's the confident mantra, right? Maybe for you, one of the mantra is, I am not 100% certain, but I take action anyway. I am not 100% confident, but I take action anyway, right? What's a confidence mantra you could have as you go, I step into uncertainty and I grow from it, right? What is a mantra you could have and allow yourself to journal on that, right? Maybe write down 3, 4, 5 different confidence mantras you could have and then pick the one that feels most aligned with you. All right, that's going to be the third piece of the journal prompts. Those are the three ways to get clear on your future and to increase your confidence. Now, the second piece we want to add here to really bring all of this in is once you get clear and you answer that question of where do you want to be in 5 years, where do you want to be in 5 months, the second piece to bring all this together is I want you to ask yourself, who is someone in your life that you respect? Who's someone in your life that maybe you look up to? Who's someone in your life that, you know, you just maybe even had an admiration for them, right? Who's someone like that in your life? I want you to think of a person. You maybe already know the person as you're just listening to my voice right now. But once you know who that person is, and if you don't, you can add that as a fourth journal prompt. But once you know who that person is that you look up to, you admire, you respect, the second piece to bring all this together is I want you to send them a message, whether that's an email, a text, some form of a message, maybe it's a phone call, and I want you to tell them, hey, I want to share with you the vision that I have for my future, and I want to share it with you, and I want to share it with you because I respect you, and it's going to help me hold myself more accountable to this, and then read it out to them. You could read literally the journal prompt that you wrote down, but go to them and say, hey, this is where I want to be in 5 years of my life. This is where I want to be in 5 months. I want to let you know so I can hold myself more accountable. And once you begin to tell them and once you make it public, there is a different sort of pressure because now you're not just doing it for yourself. You got a little bit of this accountability, right? Someone, I think it was Richard Branson who said it beautifully. He said, tell the world first and then figure it out, right? Say yes first and then figure it out. So go tell someone that you respect what the vision is that you have for your life in 5 years and 5 months. If you want to, even share with them the identity and share with them your confidence mantra. Say, hey, I know I got to build my confidence up to get to this place in 5 years. This is my confidence mantra. I think it's really cool. I just wanted to share it with you. All right. That is going to be the action after for today. So remember, you want to journal for 10 minutes. Actually, yes, write it down. And the first journal prompt is, where do I want to be in 5 years, 5 months? Do that for 3 minutes and 33 seconds. The next one is, what is the identity of that version of you in 5 years? Journal on that for 3 minutes and 33 seconds. And finally, write down your confidence mantra. Spend 3 minutes, 33 seconds playing around, playing with different ideas, and find the one that feels most aligned with you. And then most importantly, go tell this to someone that you respect. All right, go out there, my friend, take action. Let's build that confidence in you. Let's help you get to that next step of your life. And other than that, I will see you and talk to you on the podcast next time. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.